Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Good evening, Yahias.
Sonny, you are beginning with the basketball this evening.
Yahias, here's a sunny side of sports shout-out for Senegal's national men's basketball team. The Senegalese edged Croatia Monday 77-75 for their second victory at the FIBA Basketball World Cup in Spain. In case our VOA basketball fans are wondering, this 24-team tournament used to be known as the FIBA World Basketball Championship. Gorgui Dieng was the big man for Senegal on Monday in Seville, Spain. Gorgui scored a game-high 27 points, and he also grabbed 8 rebounds. After the Basketball World Cup, the 24-year-old Dieng will get ready for his second season with the NBA's Minnesota Timberwolves club. Senegal tipped off the tournament Saturday with an 87-64 loss to Greece, but they bounced back with an 82-75 victory over Puerto Rico and Monday's win over the Croatians. Egypt and Angola are the two other African teams participating at the FIBA Basketball World Cup. The Egyptians are facing France Monday, while the Angolans will go against Mexico in their next game Tuesday. Angola opened with an 80-69 victory over South Korea and then lost to Lithuania 75-62. The Egyptians, meanwhile, lost their first two games to Serbia 85-64 and Spain 91-54. The host Spaniards, who won the world title in 2006, are picked by many to reach the gold medal game on September 14th in Madrid. The Spaniards lost to the USA 107-100 in the gold medal game at the 2012 Olympics in London. The Americans opened defense of their world title by crushing Finland 114-55. On Sunday, the USA topped Turkey 98-77. The Americans will be back on the court Tuesday when they play New Zealand in Baracaldo, Spain.
Hey, this is VOA's Downtown Brown. The FIBA Basketball World Cup ends with the final two games on September 13th and 14th. Send me your picks on who you think is going to win medals and your reason why. We'll try to give you a shout-out during Friday's Sunny Side of Sports at 1730 UTC. You can also send me an email at dbrown@voanews.com. Or you can reach us at facebook.com/VOASunny. Visit our Twitter page at VOA Sunny Sports and use the hashtag SunnyFIBA at the end of your comment. I'm VOA's Downtown Brown, and that's the sunny side of sports.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
Joining us now with a package of 2015 Africa Cup of Nations football news is the voice of America's Nightline Africa sportsman, Segun Dot on the spot at Ayemi.
Good evening, Africa. The appeals board of the Confederation of African Football, CAF, has upheld the decision of the organizing committee of the tournament, which disqualified Rwanda from the final phase of qualifying. Congo has therefore replaced Rwanda in the last phase of qualification for the tournament and will compete in Group A against Nigeria, South Africa and Sudan. According to the African football's governing body, the decision followed the appeals board hearing of August 27th in Cairo, Egypt, which upheld the decision of the organizing committee of the tournament on August 17th that disqualified Rwanda based on Article 41 of the Nations Cup regulations. The regulation states that any team that has committed fraud in the identity of a player for qualification and or involve the suspended player will lose the match and shall be eliminated from the competition. It was established that the player Dadi Birori, playing with the national team of Rwanda, was the same that played in the Champions League with AS Vita Football Club of the Democratic Republic of Congo, using the name Etekiama Ajiti Tadi. CAF said, based on available documents, it was evident that the Rwanda Federation was aware of this double identity, but proceeded all the same to feature the player for the national team. The last phase, which is the group stage of the 2015 Nations Cup qualifying, will begin across Africa next weekend. The winners and runners-up from each of the seven groups, plus the best third-place team, qualify for the finals. In a related development, CAF says it has not changed its position on the announced schedule of matches for match days 1 and 2 in the final qualifying for the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco. Guinea and Sierra Leone, which have been ravaged by Ebola, remain the only countries required to relocate their home matches to neutral venues, as indicated in the CAF circular to member countries on August 12, 2014. As Alia announced, CAF will reassess the situation in mid-September 2014 on whether or not to allow the affected countries to receive teams and organize CAF matches and competitions. The final phase of the 2015 Nations Cup qualifiers will start next weekend across Africa. The two matches are slated for September 10th. Now, 14 matches will be played next weekend, the weekend of September 5th to 7th, in the Nations Cup qualifying. That translates to two matches per each of the seven groups. Let's remind our listeners that 28 teams are playing in the group phase of the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations qualifying. They are divided into seven groups of four teams each. Each team will play six matches between September 5th and November 19th, after which the top two finishers in each group, plus the overall best third place team, will advance to next year's finals. Let's now give a quick rundown of the opening fixtures scheduled for next Friday and Saturday. Group A, Sudan hosts South Africa, while Congo travels to Nigeria. Group B, Ethiopia is at home to Algeria, just as Mali hosts Malawi. Group C, Burkina Faso hosts Lesotho, while Gabon hosts Angola. Group D, Democratic Republic of Congo is at home to Cameroon, while Sierra Leone travels to Ivory Coast. Group E, Togo plays Guinea at home, while Ghana hosts Uganda. Group F, Mozambique travels to Zambia, while Cape Verde goes to Niger. And Group G, Africa's most successful team at the Nations Cup, and seven-time winner Egypt travels to Senegal, while Tunisia hosts Botswana. Staying with the 2015 Nations Cup qualifiers, a new challenge is awaiting Egypt. The Pharaohs, who have bagged seven titles, missed the last two editions of the continent's most prestigious football tournament after achieving an unprecedented feat by winning three titles in a row between 2006 and 2010. The Egyptians are now looking for a return to the African football showpiece under a new trainer. Egypt will kick off its Morocco 2015 qualifying campaign with a Group B doubleheader away to Senegal on September 5th before hosting Tunisia 5 days later in Cairo. New coach Shoki Garib will make his official debut as Pharaoh's mentor away to Senegal in Dakar. The former Egypt midfielder won the continental title as a player in 1986 on home soil, before achieving the same feat as assistant to Hassan Shehata three times in a row, 2006, 2008, and 2010. Garib is also famous for guiding Egypt to his best achievement in the history of the FIFA Under-20 World Cup, a bronze medal in 2001 in Argentina. He took over the mantle last November from American Bob Bradley, who was shown the exits after losing to Ghana 7-3 on aggregate during the 2014 FIFA World Cup playoffs. To qualify for the 2015 AFCON, we have to start well, Garib told CAFonline.com, the official website of African soccer's governing body. Our group is a tough one and we have to start on a positive note. We respect Senegal, Tunisia and Botswana the same way, but our target is to qualify for the final tournament in Morocco, he says. The 55-year-old has named 30 players, 12 of whom ply their trade abroad for camping. On Saturday, Egypt beat Kenya 1-0 in a preparatory friendly in Aswan. Thanks a lot for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady voice of America.
Voice of America!
And thank you, President Obama, for your support of the Voice of America. More football news now on The Voice of America. Barcelona says its midfield maestro, Lionel Messi, is scheduled to have more tests on Tuesday to determine the full extent of a right leg injury. Messi injured the adductor muscle in his right hip during Barcelona's 1-0 victory at Villarreal Sunday in a Spanish La Liga match. The 27-year-old Messi played 90 minutes in the win and hit the post twice before setting up the winner, scored by teenager Sandro Ramirez. As a result of the injury, Messi is expected to miss Argentina's friendly against Germany on Wednesday, a rematch of the World Cup final on July 13th in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Our VOA football fans will remember Germany beat Argentina 1-0 in extra time. Germany will host Argentina on Wednesday in Dusseldorf. Germany's head coach, Joachim Löw, has included 18 members of the team that lifted the World Cup trophy.